Find the Concrete Company. This is Leanne. Can I help you?
Hey, Leanne. It's Kyle over here with Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, so I got your voicemail. And so basically, to clear up the credit card section of the application, so if you have a large proportion of your revenue coming in through credit cards, we wanted to know that basically, not to transition to that because we don't even offer that processing here, but we just wanted
okay. Well, I just kept thinking, why are they asking so many questions about that? Okay.
Yeah, it's really just okay. Because like if you, a lot of your income is coming in through credit cards instead of going like straight to your bank account, you know, we want to see that. So.
I can give that info. Because usually, I mean, so far I was actually, we just changed our, oh, could you hang on for just 1 second? That's my husband calling me. Hang on one second.
Of course, yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes? Yeah. Oh, I'm actually on the phone with that guy about the loan. Can I call you right back?
Yeah.
It'll just be a couple minutes. Okay, bye. Okay, sorry. We just changed credit card processing merchants or whatever. They're supposed to come and hook them a new machine up on Monday. Prior to that, so far this year, we have done, because I printed a report out for him last week, and it was $153,000 to date, and just yesterday, I did another $11,000. So we're probably close to $170,000 in credit card transactions right now for the year, and our total sales this year, because my husband just added those up too, has been like $653,000 so far.
$653,000?
Yeah.
It's
a portion, I mean, but it's not all of it by any means.
Of course, yeah. Well, is it easy for you to just find out,
I've got to go back, and I know that I wrote this. I haven't looked at my statements for probably 4 years, because I see them on my online banking, and it's the amount that they charge us, but I haven't actually looked at the actual statements for the thing, so I wrote that on a little sticky note, and I can't find it, so I probably have to call them again and get my password reset so I can get to the file, but yeah, I can get that. That's not a problem. I just wonder if you were looking for, like, if you guys offered that credit card processing, were you trying to get us to sign up for that or something?
I just wanted to clear that up for you. And then I was looking. Go ahead.
On the application, when I was filling it out, because we're an S corp, then where it says something about, does the merchant have any other business open with contracts for working capital? I put no, because I didn't really know what do you mean by that. Like if we had a
so basically
under one umbrella or something.
So basically, just if you had another business and you had capital loan out through that, question is.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure that was that. Okay. And then I don't know what our SIC code. I could look that up, but we're just.
Oh no, that's perfectly fine.
Okay,
that's
we're just concrete flat worker. Okay.
Yeah, I have that information. So as long as you give me basically just all of Fred's information down there, since he's 100% owner, and that sort of thing, and basically.
Oh, see, I put my because I was the one filling. I put my information. I can print another one out or I can wipe that out or whatever. And I wasn't sure, because I was filling it out when it said, rip whatever. I'll just put that on here.
Yeah, if you could just put, because since he is the 100% owner, and we have to, that's what we have to use to like run his credit and stuff, to check everything. And then you did notice that I had attached two applications, right?
Oh, well, I went back and looked at that. I'm like, well, I didn't see the difference. What's the difference? I didn't see another page on that second one when I saw that email.
So there's two. There's the merchant pre-qualification form. That's the first
one I have right now in front of me.
That's the one you have right now. And then the other one's the commercial credit application. And that's,
I didn't realize that. No, hang on a minute.
That's just half of a page, basically. And that's just a little bit more info. That's basically just the same kind of info, again, on that, but it's for the actual equipment you're buying. Because, like I mentioned, the equipment program all falls under the equipment, and then I was going to also see what we could do to get you the additional capital.
Right.
And that's what the merchant pre-qualification form is for.
Okay, let me go back to that email. And
if it isn't there, I can always just shoot you another one, too.
So I just opened it quickly, and I thought, oh, that looks the same to me. So I was a little confused by that whole thing.
Yeah, no worries. That's here to help. Make sure everything goes smoothly for you.
Okay. Yeah, this is the one that says I forgot to attach the second one. Here it is, or whatever. Let me open
it
up.
Yep, that was it. And that will allow us to basically come back to you with everything we can do for all you're looking for, to get you all the, updates going to the property, as well as get those sheds for you as well.
Merchant. Well, that's the same. Merchant pre-qualification form, it looks exactly the same to me. I don't see anything differently. Let me scroll down to the bottom. Hang on a minute. No, it's exactly the same as the bottom. There was just the same thing.
Okay. Hold on one second. Let me send you another one.
Okay.
Sometimes it isn't the best.
Okay. You think the first one that you sent me is that one?
Maybe. It might be. Yeah, you're right. It is the first one.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let me go back to that other one then. So you got everything else that I sent you so far?
Yeah, and then I did have a question, though. I noticed the documents from your CPA there were password protected on the tax returns.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I forgot. Oh, okay. I forgot. What did she tell me? And I can just tell you on the phone. What were the questions they asked?
It was for the first one, password is company's EIN.
Oh, okay.
Without the hyphen?
Yeah. Oh, without the hyphen. Okay, ready?
Yep.
It's 84138-7042.
Hey Brian, it's Nico again. It's Bank of Florida.
84138-7042.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then the second one is just Fred Social.
097-50-9470.
Perfect. And then once I get those applications, your file will be complete. I'll give you a call and let you know, and give you a timeline of what we're looking at.
Okay. I got the other one right here. Commercial credit application.
Yep.
Print that really quick.
As long as that one looks different and a little bit shorter, then we're good to go.
Yeah, it looks like a half a page. Okay,
yep.
I will get this done. Now, other than this credit, was there anything else you needed?
Nope, that'll be it.
Okay.
Yeah, we should be able to get you all set up just like that.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Yep, thank you, Leanne.
Okay.
And any other questions before we get off the phone here?
I don't think so. I mean, how long does it typically take before we know if this is going to go through or not? Stuff sheds as soon as we possibly could.
No, yeah, and I was letting them know that as well. So usually right around a day, maybe 2 days at most.
Okay. Yeah, because he said if we get it ordered by the end of the week, they would, because of their backlog already, because they'd have it done by the middle of December, which would be great for us. We could probably even start organizing them until we were done for the year. So that would actually be perfect timing. So.
Yep, great. Okay. Well, let's get the ball rolling then, and we'll get you set up on those.
Thank you.
Yep, goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye.